So I invite you now, in this sacred moment, to close your outer eyes if you have not already done so. Take a deep healing breath, relax your body, and clear your mind. As you continue to breathe, gently inhaling and releasing, just let go of any thought, worry, or fear that is keeping you from being fully present to this now moment. Because we know in the silence, God is there. In the silence, love is there. In the silence, peace is there. So we enter that silence and we feel our union with God. You know that you are right here, right now, always in the presence of pure being, and the presence of pure being is within you. Today, as we honor the Father of Unity, let us hold in consciousness the revolutionary ideas this movement brought forth. First, that God is pure goodness, pure love, pure wisdom, ever present in the universe, and we are created in the image and likeness of our Creator. God indwells us. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. Jesus told us, God and I are one. If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Before Abraham was, I am. As individualized expressions of God, we are one with Spirit and one with all of humankind. So I invite us all now to take this spiritual treatment written by Charles Fillmore into our hearts and souls. He entitled it, Treatment to Know the Truth. God is truth. The truth is, God is principle, law, being, spirit, all good, omnipresent, unchangeable, cause and source of all that is. God is individually formed in consciousness in each one of us and can be known as Father when we recognize the divine within as our creator, our mind, as our life, as our very being. Mind has ideas and ideas have expression. All manifestation in our world is the result of ideas we are holding in mind and expressing. To bring forth or to manifest the harmony of the divine mind or the kingdom of heaven, as Jesus called it, all our beliefs must be one with divine ideas and must be expressed in the divine order of divine mind. So now, knowing that the truth of life and its laws is to be found in our own consciousness, let's all take a few moments to enter into the silence, into that inner sanctuary, to connect with the source of our being and the truth that sets us free. The truth that we all have everything we need, love, peace, wisdom, discernment, wholeness. Whatever you desire, just listen for the guidance and it will be coming into manifestation. Do this for a few moments in the silence. And so now, as we come together as a greater church community, our hearts are full of gratitude for Jesus the Christ, who came to this earth to revolutionize prevailing concepts about the nature of God and our own nature. And our hearts are also full of gratitude for Charles and Myrtle. We know that each of us lives richer lives and fuller lives because of their teachings. And so it is, and so we joyfully allow it to be. In the name and through the power of the Christ, we say thank you, and so it is. Amen. And now let us join our voices together in gratefully and prayerfully singing our Lord's Prayer.